This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today, I'm very excited to have Dror Lever back. He is the co-founder and chief marketing officer of Koro, C-O-R-O, Koro. And the company's website is koro.net. Dror, welcome back to the hot seat.
Glad to be here again, Gary.
So you started a company, you co-founded a company that really takes a burden off of the underserved market. Over 80% of GDP in most countries comes from the SMBs, and one breach in an SMB will put them out of business. What do you do for the SMBs?
Well, we give them the protection they deserve at a price they can afford. So small businesses and mid-market companies are just as much a target of cyber criminals, but they don't have the budget and they don't have the teams that the big companies have. We came to the table with an offering that enables them to protect themselves end to end from the devices that the user use, the users themselves, the emails they use, the cloud services they use. Everything is protected under one platform.
So from the cloud to the endpoint, did you develop your own engine for this, endpoint technology and a cloud technology? And kind of, can you tell us a little bit of how it works? And does it stop ransomware? Does it stop spear phishing attacks? What kind of protections are we going to get?
That's a great question. So first of all, yes, this is all our product. We developed it from the ground up because trying to cobble together different products into something that a mid-market company can use just doesn't work, because then they need to learn six or seven different engines and they just don't have the team or the time to do it. So we created one platform that is all cloud-based and it's a cybersecurity as a service. And it's very simple to use, very efficient, and it does cover all of the threats that you might expect that might occur today. So ransomware, malware, phishing, spear phishing, account takeover, malicious user behavior, everything that you would want in a cybersecurity package is there. But we took away all of the complexity. So because we built our own engine, it is all AI based, and it doesn't only detect an issue, it also responds automatically to the issue. So for example, if we discover a user that is misbehaving, we automatically take action. So the team behind the scenes in the mid-market company or in the small business that is using us doesn't need to jump and do anything. The system does it all by itself.
What kind of actions would you consider malicious? Is it, you know, taking corporate records off to a managed file service that they shouldn't be using, shadow IT stuff? What would you call, you know, bad behavior?
The classic example of bad behavior is a user that doesn't comply with regulatory requirements, not from a malicious perspective, but it could also be just from not knowing what they're doing wrong. So for example, an end user downloading a massive Excel spreadsheet of customer data and emailing it to themselves on their private email so they can continue work from home. Their intention was a good intention, but they just might have costed the company hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines because they've just violated privacy laws in the specific county or the specific state or country that they're in.
Yeah, and you know, the work from home dilemma and the home computing hygiene isn't so good. It's a problem. If I have half my employees working remotely, can we deploy Koro.net quickly and still protect, even if we, you know, say it's the bring your own device to your home office dilemma, the BYOD not going anywhere, it's staying at home. Can we help increase the hygiene of the home computing environment if they're using it for other purposes?
Absolutely. Again, great question. Our biggest growth actually occurred during COVID time. As companies were sending their employees home, they looked for a solution because they were suddenly faced with their existing security infrastructure no longer being able to protect in the new environment where people use their own computers, their own networks at home, remotely. So with us, you can deploy us literally in minutes, because it's all cloud-based. If you want to protect the device, you can download a tiny agent that runs on the device and protects it. And the beauty is that we charge by user, not by device. So a user might have their office device, their home device, their phone, and we cover all of them with one license.
Drew, I looked at your pricing. It even starts at free.
Yes, yes. So we provide free forever monitoring. So you can use us, if you just want to have peace of mind, you can use us for free to get all of your monitoring. The only thing that won't happen is our system won't act on your behalf. So we would, this is basically old school cybersecurity where we send you the alerts and we expect you to do the hard work. If you want to pay the very, very reasonable $7 per month per user for protection, we would also do all of the hard work of protecting and responding to an event completely automatically on your behalf. So your team doesn't need to do anything. As we like to say, we never sleep, so you can.
Does that include, you know, patches and updates to my operating system that might remove a common vulnerability and exposure?
So it would definitely alert you if you need to update, because most of the devices we protect are bring your own device. We can't automatically update them. But what we can do is if we see that a device that a user is using from home is no longer complies with company standards, we can prevent that device from accessing sensitive information. But we can't force the person to do an upgrade. We can recommend it. Our agent will ask them to do so. Hopefully they will. But if they don't, and it's a vulnerability that we consider dangerous to the organization, we can ensure that that device doesn't have access to sensitive information.
That's excellent. Now, Dror, if I'm looking to deploy your solution, is it something I want to deploy directly? Do I go to my local MSP? How do I get Coro up and running?
So it really depends. If you have an MSP, you can ask them to deploy Coro on your behalf. We're very MSP friendly. We're a multi-tenant environment. We have dozens of MSPs today that are using us and are protecting their customers with our platform. If you prefer to do it directly, if you have an IT team internally, it's super easy. You just go to our site, you sign up. Literally, the installation process takes less than 10 minutes. And that is if you have a very complicated infrastructure, because all you need to do is to log in with your either Office 365 or Google Workspace credentials. And from that moment on, we walk you through a very simple wizard that then protects your email, your cloud environment. If you're using Salesforce, for example, or Slack or Dropbox or Box, all of them are also going to be protected. You just need to sign into these services, and automatically our platform will learn and start protecting them on your behalf.
Do you operate kind of like a proxy server where, you know, my traffic is flowing through your system first to protect, you know, email from malicious attachments or ransomware or hyperlinks that go to really bad sites?
So absolutely not. And the reason not is because the moment you have a proxy, you're adding another station along the way that slows everything down, especially now in today's remote environment where people work from remote. Mm-hmm. So the way we got around this issue is we sit inside the cloud services. We are connected directly to your Office 365 environment, directly to your Dropbox, directly to your Box, and we have eyes on everything that is happening in there. So if an email comes in and is malicious, and we discovered that it's malicious because we scan it as it gets into your environment, we immediately block it and move it to a suspected folder. So the end user never sees it and never has a chance to click on it or get phished or download malware and so forth and so on. So we solve the issue by being very fast, by our AI engine understanding that there is something wrong that is happening in the background, by also having eyes on multiple areas at the same time, so we can see an attack. Normally, an attack starts, for example, in an email or an account takeover, and then continues from there. But because we have eyes across all the links in that chain, the user, the device, the network, the cloud service, the email, we can identify malicious intent way ahead of many other platforms that only look at a very myopic view, either email or malware or ransomware or CASB or something of that sort.
So holistic approach to cybersecurity as a cybersecurity in the cloud service offering. and a tiny agent to help on the endpoints as well, quickly deployed. Jor, speaking of which, is it quickly deployed for 10 users, 100 users, 1,000 users? What's the low end? What's the high end for typical deployments?
So we have companies as small as 20 employees, and we have companies as big as 30,000 employees. And everything in between. And clearly the 30,000 is not a small and mid-sized business, but our sweet spot is around the 500, 600 employees. This is where a company starts really being concerned about cybersecurity because they have lots of data, lots of employees that are running around and touching sensitive data, and a lot of liability. So they're very concerned, and therefore, but still, they don't have the security team in place. Normally it's the IT team that also has to do security as a side job, which is very unfair to them because they're overtasked as an IT team to begin with, let alone now having to deal with thousands of potential security incidents, which is why our platform is so powerful for them because it's very much a set it and forget it. They plug us in, and from that moment on, they can be rest assured that the system runs in the background, modifies anything that needs to be modified, responds to any attacks that are occurring in real time, and notifies them. And everything is traceable and everything is loggable. Notifies them at the end of the day, here's all the terrible stuff that could have happened, but didn't because we were there.
Sounds wonderful. Jor, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd want to share with our viewers and listeners about Cora?
I think it's the most important thing that I don't think we covered is how simple it is. We took cybersecurity. If you looked at our site and if you saw some of the screenshots, I'm sure you saw, we took cybersecurity to a productivity level, meaning instead of scary graphs and instead of numerous alerts that are beeping and screaming at you, we've made it extremely simple. And we took it to a point where we are considering security events tickets, just like in GitHub, or just tickets that you need to know about, and our system automatically responds to. So understanding how to use our platform doesn't require you to be a cybersecurity expert at all. It was designed for the IT guy. Doesn't require you to go through an extensive course like some of the other cybersecurity platforms out there. You can literally become cybersecurity protected and productive in minutes with our platform. And we're very proud of that.
That is exciting. And Dror Lieber is the co-founder and chief marketing officer of Koro, founded Koro.net, where you're going to get a frictionless experience, onboarded quickly, scales to thousands, and you can start small, and the pricing is as low as zero for alerts, all the way up to $7 a seat license, which is incredible pricing for really comprehensive offering. Really awesome. Dror, thank you so much for this hot seat.
Thank you very much, Gary.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.